Meet Stella.
Stella's always been very outgoing and more adventurous. She'll be the first one to try something new.
The hen is one of four chickens that Elizabeth Rader raises in her small 250-square-foot yard bordering the edge of the financial district. Raising a chicken in a busy city might be a little odd, but Rader isn't alone. Just this week, Backyard Chickens, an online community for urban farmers, which is based right here in the Bay Area, hit 93,000 members. They all enjoy the benefits of a sustainable and eco-friendly pet like Stella, who can produce fresh organic eggs and fertilizer.
They keep a lot of food waste out in the landfills.
But chickens aren't the only eco-boosting animal when it comes to urban farming. Just three stories above the traffic and construction of Mission Street, Meredith May is about to share her morning coffee break with 50,000 honeybees. She keeps the hive on the roof of her office building and uses the little garden setting to escape the city sounds. But the bees also play a vital role in the city's ecosystem, pollinating many of the local rooftop gardens.
These big foxgloves, these purple, I don't remember those. And those just bing sprung up since the bees have been here.
Both Rader and May say they haven't had any complaints about their unusual pets because most people don't know the animals are there. But Rader says she wishes that was different because she wants others to see the green benefits of urban farming.
I know the impact is fairly small, but again, I think it's such an example. It gives more people the idea, like, oh, I could do that if I wanted to.
After all, when was the last time your pet made you breakfast? For the Hearst Foundation, Natalie Tripp, San Francisco.